Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. We are going to be talking about the Akashic Records, and actually we're going to be talking about angels tonight. And that is the question of the day. We've had some questions about angels and who they are, and we've had some questions about what the relationship is with our wonderful friends. And so tonight we're going to be talking about angels. Now, here's what's interesting about this, is that we had talked about, and I should tell you that for those people who are listening, you're a very special group tonight. Whatever message is coming forward is meant just for you. And if you want to call in and be a part of this conversation, I would love to talk to you. The number to call in is 888-429-5471. And that's a toll-free number in the U.S. and Canada. If you are not in the U.S., our country code is 011, and the area code to call in would be 530-413-4520. Again, 011-530-413-4520 for our international audience. So just to kind of give you an overview, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. But even more than that, the Akashic Records carry all the information since the beginning of time and beyond, not just for this planet, but galactically and throughout our universe, both known and unknown. Now, everything that has a vibration, everything in our world that's living or has lived has a vibration and frequency. And that vibration and frequency is then registered in the energetic imprint in the Akashic Records. So that's why every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, because they're all a form of frequency and vibration. And so the Akashic Record energy holds all of our potentialities and all of our decisions, and carries the roadmap for our lives. And although the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records will never tell us what to do, they will give us all the appropriate information for us to make the appropriate decisions. And the masters, teachers, and loved ones meet us where we are. So we don't get more information than we need, and we don't get less. It's whatever we're willing to receive. And that's the key statement, is what are we willing to receive? And many times what we think we're willing to receive is not what we're emotionally willing to receive. And so the work with the Akashic Records can be one of a very personal nature, where you open up your own personal Akashic Records consciously. The technology that I use, or the method, if you will, that I have been taught and that I teach, helps you open your Akashic Records consciously. But you also are able to ask questions not only about your own life, but also about how you fit into the scheme of this whole planet, or because that's where we are right now. We're not in another planet. We're not in another. We are in many dimensions at the same time, but our consciousness, our consciousness, our full awareness, if you will, is primarily in this dimension. That doesn't mean that there aren't other dimensions that we can be aware of, but the reality is that it is very important for us to stay centered in the here and now. Now, one of the reasons that's important is because this coming up time period is very important for us to understand and ground ourselves in our own personal work. Because when we ground ourselves in our own personal work, we are then available to help other people because we're grounded and we know where we're supposed to be. So it's like if you're helping someone up a cliff, this is the picture that the masters, teachers, and loved ones are giving me, and you throw them a rope, you have to be anchored very strongly on that slope. You have to be anchored before you can pull someone else up. So that's something that we want to look at and talk about. So what we're talking about tonight are, I know in this I go, angels. Angels aren't of this dimension, but interestingly enough, they are. They are not only are angels of this dimension, they are also, they have been confused, or actually our ancient ancestors, if you will, in many cases called angels or made of spirit that which was not of spirit, but what was actually not necessarily divine. What that means is that there are real angels that are messengers from God. There are etheric beings that are around us at all times to assist us, that allow us to see who we truly are in a very loving way. There are angels that are around us are different than our spirit guides, and our angels are different than our like higher self or inner being. It's a different vibration. Each piece of information that we have that allows us to go deeper within ourselves for more information also allows us to have the ability to contact and connect with those, that guidance, if you will. I guess that's the best way to explain this here. And that's what's coming from the masters, teachers, and loved ones. So the questions we want to talk about tonight are what is your relationship with your angels, and how can you increase your own knowingness? How can we become closer to the guidance of these wonderful beings of light? And what is the difference between the helpful beings that were helping our ancestors create, like the pyramids and et cetera, and were they extraterrestrials or were they angels? And so these are the questions that have come forward. And again, if you would like to email your question to me, you can email me. You can email Donna Fox at, well, actually the email address is info@akashicwisdom.com, just like the show. info@akashicwisdom.com. I'm sitting in front of my computer, so I'll refresh it occasionally and get your questions. And the other way you can call in and ask questions at 888-429-5471. And that is toll-free in Canada. Okay, and the U.S. and Canada. So let's talk first about the angels and the difference between what was going on, let's say, with the pyramids and the other things that are in various holy books that call out and make these beings angels. And I'm trying to get the... And just one of the things I should tell you is that when I work with the Akashic Records, I don't interpret anything. I tell you exactly what I see, hear, and sometimes feel. And so the important information here is that the extraterrestrials that came to this planet to assist us in our growth were well, it's very interesting because everything is of God, as we know, with that wonderful energy of God. But the extraterrestrials were on very much an exploratory missions when they came. So we were to the extraterrestrials, in many cases, the way the Native Americans, the Indians were to Christopher Columbus. The difference is that the technology that the angels or the aliens, I don't want to call them aliens, the extraterrestrials brought to us was life altering. And well, in fact, I guess that's the same way that it was for the Native American, is that the pilgrims. This is important for us to understand because we are dealing with some situations that are not in the now and that may be showing up where we have to have faith that everything will be laid before us and that we are totally and completely protected. And so these wonderful beings, these aliens, or again, that word keeps coming up, and even though I want to say extraterrestrial. So the idea here is these wonderful beings from other planets and other galaxy and other universes are here to help us. And we also need to know that they're still walking among us. And they show up when we need it the most. And they've helped our scientists and our medical, our doctors, and they've helped us come forward with wonderful discoveries to help us evolve where we are. Now, is this part of a grand plan from God? Sure. And it's also a part of a grand plan of our own because all of us have come to this planet with a specific intention of how to help either those around us, ourselves, as well as the planet. Make no mistake, there is not a human being alive at this moment that does not have a soul's purpose and in one way or another is not living it perfectly. Even if you feel that you are aimless and don't know what you truly want, that is part of your soul's learning for you to take back your power and move into your own truth. You can only go around in circles long enough using the I don't know what I want to do next excuse before you get tired of that dance and decide to do something. And it's time for us to stop worrying about being right and just move on to being happy. And so right now, our jobs, truly, our jobs are to begin to go deep within ourselves to gain the answers that we need. And the Akashic Record energy is perfect for helping you do that. That's one of the reasons I love teaching so much. I love teaching people how to access their Akashic Records. We just finished up a wonderful couple classes in San Diego, California. We're going to be in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the end of January. But let's get back to the angels. So the angels that are around us are there to assist us with messages that we need from a higher level of vibration. The angels that are around us are there to help us access and move into the divine love that we share with the universe. Angels are the embodiment of love and bring to us that feeling of love when we are lost or when we are undecided. It's about calling out to God to send the perfect angel to you at the time of your most deepest need to help you gain insight and for those people who would like to move deeper into knowing that knowing I feel free to give a call at 888-429-5471. Or you can email your question to info@akashicwisdom.com. And again, this is Donna Fox. So how can you become closer to your angels? First of all, what I'm receiving is that becoming closer to your angels is about opening your heart to yourself. It's about moving into your own personal self-forgiveness. And it's also about letting yourself truly off the hook for perfection. We've talked many times about the idea of being happy. It was also just mentioned a few minutes ago. And so it's very important that you begin to define not only what makes you happy, but what your beliefs are around why you can't have it. And if your happiness is only focused on money, and you believe that money will make you happy and everything else will solve itself, then we have to work a little bit harder on that. Because money in and of itself is a wonderful, playful, important energy. But that is truly all it is. It's an energy. Abundance and prosperity is an energy. And yes, I understand that when you don't have enough food on your table, you know, you really feel that money will make the difference. But the reality is, and that's absolutely true, however, there are many, many direly poor people out there that are extremely happy. And that happiness actually stems and begins at the well of gratefulness. We just finished a wonderful holiday, a Thanksgiving holiday, where gratefulness was the primary theme. One of the things that I am very grateful for is I have had two new granddaughters born. I've had three new grandchildren born. One was at the beginning of October. That was a little boy. His name is Jonah. And then I had another little granddaughter at the end of October. That was Reese. And then I had my last granddaughter born, and she was born on November 16th, and her name is Emmy Rose. And so I have a lot to be grateful for. And I know that you do too. We're coming into very sacred days coming up. Days that can be confused with materialism, but don't have to be. One of the things that I find that I am very grateful for is I love the holiday lights. I love the holiday lights. Although I don't celebrate Christmas, I love the holiday lights. To me, Jesus is my brother. It's a different way of thinking. However, I love the holiday lights. I love the idea of the holidays. And we've got a very important new year coming up. Very important. So we do have a lot to be grateful for. So what is your relationship with your angels? Have you ever talked to your angels? This is all part of expanding your relationship with your angels, by the way. What have you done lately, if you will, to expand your conversation, if you will? Have you ever thought about that you have angels that travel with you, that are with you at all times? That you can talk to? Have you ever just decided to have a conversation with these wonderful beings? The idea here is that we begin to have a conversation with these wonderful beings of light in a way that makes our heart sing. Now, as far in according to the Kabbalah, there are four worlds, and our world is the last world. And the angels exist in the world above, bringing forth messages and tasks that they are assigned from God. But remember that the angels are an extension of God to help humans and help humans affect change in this world. And, you know, we have different names for our gods. Metatron, for example, is the angel, the archangel, or over the Akashic record. And now we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Donna. This is Nick, formerly from Sarasota.
Hey there, Nick.
I'm in
How are you?
Indiana. How are you?
I'm good. So, are you still in Michigan?
No,
or
I'm in Indiana.
Indiana.
Yes.
Okay, how's things going?
Things are going better. I moved out of Florida. It was a bad place for me, and I'm here in Indiana, and I guess things are going okay. I'm just kind of a caretaker of a property, and it's a better space than certainly that negative space I was in Florida. So
okay.
Yeah. So about my angels, please.
Yes.
Connect me. Tell me more. How were you? I heard about your wonderful trip. I mean, I heard you on the radio, your latest trip to San Diego, and with whales and dolphins and all that kind of wonderful stuff.
Oh, yes. That was wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, they're very special people out there.
Yes.
Well, you've got to get out to San Diego and take one of those trips with Lori Rian. They're just amazing. Just amazing.
I would love to.
Yep.
Yeah.
I hope you look
energetic.
Her up if you ever get out there.
Yes, I will.
Okay,
all right, so
great.
What can you tell me about my angels?
Okay. So, first of all, Nick, what's important for you to understand about your personal angels is that there have been times in your life where it's almost like you, here's a picture they're showing me, that you have been like on your knees, leaning against something, and this may not necessarily be an actual a physical position you took, but it's almost like you felt like you were being held by something, and you weren't sure what. And so there's been times in your life that you have felt, even though it's been fleeting, what they're calling a love wash. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. And every time you felt the love wash, it was your angels literally wrapping their wonderful energy around you.
Wow.
And what's important also for you to understand is that angels are depicted with wings. But those wings that they're depicted with from a human point of view were actually descriptions of extraterrestrials that were helping.
Okay.
Our ancients. So angels don't necessarily have to have wings.
All
it's
right.
Their energy and their aura that brings forth that love wash. Although it can many times feel that you're being wrapped in the arms of an angel that has wings.
Wow.
So what's important here is for you to move into the depth of your heart and be willing to receive the love that the angels bring to you.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel good about that. I feel like I'm in a position, though, where I am, like, ready for something new. And
okay.
And I've closed not so good past 3 years.
Okay.
That I went through a whole bunch of purging and just some really difficult times and sort of ended up in I had a lot of money and I had a lot of things going for me, and then I ended up in a bad situation where things just were out of control and it was completely negative and I lost all of that.
Okay.
And then I had some good friends come to my assistance to get me out of that situation and get the hell out of Florida.
Great.
And I feel like, you know, I'm being watched over to a certain degree, but I'm wondering, okay, now what's next? I feel like I'm in a holding pattern.
Right. But the idea here is about up to this point, uh, you've kind of taken things as they've come.
Yes.
And now is the time for you to create what you want.
Okay.
So, what is it that you, if you could have it any way you wanted it, what, how would it be? What would you be doing right now?
Well, I would probably be working in the theater.
Okay.
But doing it locally, not having to, like, drive 60 miles away to do it, maybe to Indianapolis or something. It would be working locally here in town or, and being involved in something. I mean, I have been involved in a little bit of theater here, but not much. It's kind of, there's just not much to do.
There's not much theater to do?
Well, there's theater here, but there are other people that are just busy doing it, and it's just not a place for me yet. I mean, it's kind of a closed community because there's not a terrific amount of work. I mean, the university is here, but it's kind of a closed system to an outsider.
Sure. Well, they have to learn to trust you, huh?
Well, it's not so much that. It's just the jobs aren't available.
Okay.
And the university's cutting back and stuff like that, and they, there's only so much work. So, anyway.
Except that you have a lot of knowledge that you could teach people.
Well, yeah, you're right.
And the idea is that one of the things that I'm hearing, Nick, is that you're making the assumption that you're going to get a job and somebody's going to pay you.
Okay.
Whereas you have a lot of information that you could offer people who, A, wanted to be coached, or a course that of people who wanted to learn about theater and the backstage workings of theater.
Yeah.
And the idea here is that there are high schools in your area, and I'm hearing within a 25-mile radius.
Yeah.
That could use the help of a professional person with your background.
Okay.
It would just be a matter of moving or seeing what you could do to assist them. It may be. What also I'm hearing is it may be just a matter of going to the different school systems and offering to assist at their, let's say, annual productions or to consult. Now, are you going to make the kind of money you did on the road for your shows?
No.
Probably
that,
not.
No, but that kind of money is no longer available to be made on the road. The
exactly.
Whole,
and
the
so
whole
the idea here
changed.
Is, what I'm hearing, I'm sorry, were you talking? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I just said that whole system of contracts for union stagehands has completely changed. It's the road is not, in past 3 years, has changed. Completely different from the way it worked before.
Okay, so
it's like union contracts for stagehands are not as they don't pay as well. Anyway, it's just not a good thing to do anymore for me.
So what's being shared here is that it's time if you want to use this field as your path, then it's about you creating the opportunity for yourself. And what I'm hearing is that you create the opportunity through the school systems.
Okay.
So, for example, the senior highs.
Yeah.
That have the shows, so the larger shows. It's about really looking at what they're doing and again, what I'm hearing is offering your support. So reality says is that if you could save them money, then they could pay you, correct?
Okay. I'm willing to go that route.
For example, if in fact you could make their backstage props and whatever it is, if you could do a class with the kids and work with the kids to streamline it and to teach them to, you know, then that would be of help to them. Realistically, who helps the kids but local carpenters? I mean, they don't necessarily have a streamlined backstage course. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I suspect that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, they've figured it out. It's not that they can't do it. They have been doing it for years. But the reality is to have somebody professional come in and show them how to streamline it, you know, there's possibilities even from a building of the set that you could save them money on.
Yeah, I'm not so much a builder as I am I have done props, and then I also run shows, and I suspect running shows would be...
So the idea here is that if, in fact, you could do some of that or at least coach people, that's what I'm hearing is there's more than one way for you to make a living.
Yeah.
They're also talking about connecting with... national speakers.
Interesting.
That go on the road and have to put on a speaking engagement. That's more. I mean, they need. They can't. Let's see. There are some that will write their requirements of what they need, but they typically need some type of a person to go forward and make sure that I'm talking about. These are larger people. There are traveling speaker shows for the motivational speakers.
Right.
That and all of that production needs to be handled.
Right. Actually, this sounds like something I would probably like to do.
Yeah.
To further what I've done in the past. You know, just showing kids how to work backstage is one thing, but, you know.
We have to go one way before we can go another. So the reality is first you have to be open to it not being on one place, and for whatever reason, there's so many different ways you can go to be happy here.
Right.
But you have to look at what really hits your heart. Is, wow, that sounds interesting. And notice the difference in how your body felt.
Yeah.
Okay. So one idea was presented to you that was, and the other one is, oh, I like that. Notice the difference?
Yeah, I do like this. Yeah.
And so the idea here is to literally start talking about or researching online production companies that produce events. Event production.
Interesting. Yeah. This sounds like a very good lead. Yes. Yeah, because you're not touring a whole show, and that kind of, God, doing that anymore is a financial nightmare.
Yeah.
As far as like touring a big production.
Right.
And yeah. But this sounds a little more personal.
Well, not to mention there are other, you know, it's a different venue, but production companies need a variety of different people. They need lead people to go in and scope the area if it's a new venue.
Yeah.
They need on-site people to make sure everything runs smoothly. So literally, the speaker comes in, does what they need to do, or and usually there's more than one speaker. And what I'm also, and you have to understand that large corporations are the ones that hire these event planners.
Exactly.
Okay. And so, it could be the event planner. It could also be the speakers association. Let's say like Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that popped into my head from the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones. I mean, have you ever seen a Tony Robbins?
No, but I've seen some other speakers. Actually, I did go hear Brasso. I went.
Oh, didn't you? Well, you wouldn't hear Brasso because he doesn't talk. But you did. You
went
to gazing?
I went to his gazing session in Carmel, Indiana.
Oh, yeah? How was it for you?
A couple of months ago. It was very interesting. I mean, the wave of energy that comes over you from him is
amazing, isn't
quite
it?
Quite powerful.
Yeah.
And
it is.
A gentleman there suggested that one really needs to experience him three different times. So I had two sessions booked, so I booked another session.
Uh-huh.
And the third session, I was sitting there, and I just felt these waves of empathy coming out of him.
Right.
And it was pretty profound. Not listening to him, but seeing him and being in the energy of him.
Right.
And there was a gentleman there who you've seen. I don't know the guy's name, but he's been at Matrix Energetics.
William.
I guess it's William.
Mm-hmm.
Bald-headed
guy. Because he was in Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah. With Rocco.
Kind of a bald guy, like a bodyguard.
Yeah, bodyguard type.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there. I spoke to him. He was not particularly friendly, but
I know. Maybe that's not his job.
No, I assume so. Well, he acted like he was occupied, and then he was in the middle of something. But I just wanted to say hello to him. And anyway, whatever.
I had the same experience, Nick.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh, hi. How are you? It's like. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like,
Okay,
so that was nice talking to a wall. I'll move on.
Yeah, you know? Right, exactly. Oh, good. Well, I said...
Don't take it personally.
Oh, yeah, I still do that. I went, okay, good.
Yeah,
right.
Don't take it personal. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
You know, but the idea here is that it's really about looking at... If that's what you want to do, then you can look in the holistic community for take a look at the different speakers there are that may in fact need production help.
Yeah. I will do that. I will pursue that. In fact, I know.
I mean, there may even be expos that need your production help. Holistic expos. I mean, the idea is to think outside of the box. Where can my talents be utilized? Where else would an organization need organization backstage or to create a venue?
Right.
It's unlimited.
Well, there's certainly a lot of those things going on.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And there are production companies that do that.
The thing is, I don't have a huge amount of resources at this point in time.
Well, you have a computer, right?
Yeah, I do have a computer.
And you have internet, correct?
Exactly.
Then you got it.
All right.
I mean, anybody who wants to talk to you is gonna want to talk to you, and the reality is that they want you to work for them. You know, you got to get there somehow, and if they want you bad enough, they'll pay for it.
Well, exactly.
You know, so it's not about the resources you need is a computer, a telephone, and an internet.
Well, I have all that. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, this is very great advice. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome. Well, the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones are wonderful that way.
Yeah. Well, very good. Yeah, I feel much better energetically about that.
Well, that's good.
And
that's good because it gives you kind of hope of what can I do next, and now you kind of have an idea.
Well, also some friends of mine that are stagehands in Indianapolis have suggested I come up there and work as well. And I was thinking, you know, maybe through working up there, I'll get some kind of contact to do something other than be just a stagehand, you know. like to help with it with an expo or to help with a personality that's on the road that needs that kind of production assistance?
Well, I'm sure that the idea here is getting on the phone and asking how that works.
Yeah.
So, for example, you call Tony Robbins' organization and you say, this is who I am and this is what I've done. Who would I talk to about helping at his venues when he speaks?
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, and if you need help with some ideas, call me offline.
Okay. All right.
You know, and...
I have your number.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's
great.
Really
going
to be important for you to just really begin to think out of the box.
Well, I have been, but I've just kind of been laying low here. And I have helped locally with some theater productions that a very good theater company here in town.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot of money, but very high standards. And that's gone somewhere. And I've done some work for them, and it's all right. But it's like I just need something a little more.
You want to check out the National Speakers Association website.
Okay. Excellent.
Because you may want to call some of those individual speakers or the speaker groups that are there.
Well, actually, I can follow some leads through the university.
Uh-huh.
Because they have a lot of people coming through, but...
There's an organization called the National Speakers Association that actually has and there are speakers, there are groups of speakers. So, for example, if you were to plug in motivational speakers, there are agents that handle a variety of just different types of motivational speakers.
Okay. I'm taking notes.
I know your wheels are turning.
Yes, my wheels are turning.
Yeah. And so while you're doing this to get back to your angels?
Yes.
It's okay to start talking to them.
Okay.
You know, and just throwing out what you need to have happen and let it go. Remember, they're universal messengers, both ways. Not only they bring messages to you, but they also take messages to the universe.
Oh, great.
Okay?
That's great.
Kind of like look at the angels, kind of like the folks in the backstage.
Right. Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. That's it.
Well, that's great. That's a great metaphor, yes.
Right.
Is it possible to give names, to give a name of...
Of your angels?
Of the angel? Yeah.
What do you want to call them?
Well, I'm wondering if they have names that they want to tell me what they are.
No. Here's the piece. Is that names are going to box you in.
Okay.
And you can call your angels whatever name that you think is beautiful. So I mean, is it Archangel Michael or Metatron or Gabriel the reality is those are human names for celestial beings.
Very good.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
They've been named by humans. But not necessarily accurately. They've just been named based on what their
earthbound perspective.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, we're naming them from our earthbound perspective.
Exactly. So for Michael, it's like who is like God. Gabriel is the strength of God. Raphael is God heals. Uriel, God is my light. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So the reality is, it's really about calling forth the angels of the divine from your heart.
Great. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm hoping this is helpful.
It is, Donna. Thank you so much.
Good. Well, I love it when you call. So call again, okay? Keep me informed as to what's going on.
I'll update you on what I can find out.
I'd love it. Okay. Well, you have a good evening and a miracle-filled week.
Great. Thank you, Donna.
Thank
you. Good talking to you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. So, ladies and gentlemen, the reality here is for us to really think of out of the box about what it is that's going to make us happy, and then talk to our angels about what it is we truly want. Notice how this mini consultations typically last an hour and a half. But notice how this typical consultation with Nick was able to bring forth something that was very meaningful for him, based on his questions, based on his openness to receive. And that's what consultations are all about with the Akashic Records. And in fact, that's what I do. And we're going to be running a special, as a matter of fact, for consultations for the month of December. So if, in fact, that's of interest to you, please email me and I will send out, I will give you the discounted rates and how to contact me and all the information about how to have, to gain a wonderful discount. We're gonna drop the prices by almost half, and you can get an hour's worth for almost half of what an hour would cost, and that's going to be our gift to you for the month of December. So be sure and give a call. You can call me privately at 216-691-1233 and leave a message for me, or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com if you would like to spend an hour with your questions with me and the Akashic Masters, Teachers, Loved Ones, and Lords of the Akashic Records. So if that's of interest to you and you would like to give yourself a gift for under $100 for an hour, that's going to be an important gift that you can start 2012 with. So again, this is Donna Fox. I thank you so much for being there and for hearing the messages that are important to you. So expand your relationship with your angels. Become closer to your angels and your divine connection by moving deeper into gratitude. And remember, you're never alone. You always have someone to love and to be with you. And there was an email question that I'm going to answer before we close the show from Kim. And Kim has asked, are we born with angels with us, and do the same angels stay with us our whole earth life? What a great question. And the answer is, we have certain angels that are with us, that are part of our soul group, that contract to come with us, but yet it's really important to understand that we can call upon angels at all times. And so we are never alone. There's always some wonderful being of light near us. And although we have some angels that travel with us, it doesn't mean that we don't have other angels that come in for specific tasks. And so that's very important. It's a great question. And the way you get to know your angels, and you know, Nick's question was, what are their names? Remember that everything, again, is vibration and frequency. So whatever name you choose to call your angels at the moment, that's appropriate. That vibration of frequency is going to align with that vibration of frequency of that angel. But that's what a name is. A name is a is a is the vibration and frequency of that personality in this lifetime. That's why when babies are born, parents think they're going to name them one thing and they change their mind, mainly because the child, the soul in that child, has said, no, the vibration and frequency I want to go by is this. So by putting a name on an angel, you can bring forth that vibration and frequency, and by being open and allowing that which you desire, that vibration and frequency of that thought and that feeling and that outcome, that vibration and frequency, to allow when you imagine and you move into the feeling with the vibration and frequency of what you want to create, that then summons the angels that are aligned with that vibration and frequency. So name them if you like, but when you really want to get something done, allow whatever angels to come forward to help you to show up. Hopefully that answers your question. It was a great question. And thank you also, Nick, for asking about the names. This has been a very important program. And you are very important listeners. You know, not everybody listens to this program, obviously. But those people who are called to listen are the ones that receive the messages from in their heart. And that's what the energy of the Akashic Records is all about. Drawing the appropriate people for the appropriate information at the appropriate time. So thanks so much for listening. Again, if you'd like to contact me privately, my telephone number is 216-691-1233. And again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So we've come to the end of our show, and we will be here again next week. Remember that the holiday of Thanksgiving lives on and should be a daily occurrence. And I don't like to use the word should, but consider it to be a daily occurrence of gratefulness. For when you open your heart to being grateful, you open your heart to the divine. And so with that, we want to close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records for all their wonderful healing information. With that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. And if you would all join me in saying amen. And we hope you have a wonderful miracle-filled week. If you'd like more information on not only the workshops that are coming up, but also the webinars teaching you how to access your own Akashic Records, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Have a great day. Have a great night. Have a great week. And get your questions ready and email them off for next week. This is Donna Fox saying good night.